Today we're going to be talking about resurrection. This is the basic stuff you need to know if somebody asks you about resurrection. They might ask, what happens when you die? So the answers, according to God, are these. There's four resurrections. First is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the firstborn from the dead, and the pioneer of our salvation. Second is the resurrection of the saints, called the first resurrection, at the return of Christ, when true believers shall become spirit-composed members of God's family. That's us. The resurrection back to physical life of all who have ever died, having not understood without understanding God's way, for their first opportunity for salvation. You can't hear?
Yeah, we can't hear much.
You're going to have to take the cash box and put it up on the shelf. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yes, that's better.
We don't have the proper sound thing today. Okay, so did you hear that? The third resurrection back to physical life of all who have ever died without having understood God's way. That's their first opportunity for salvation. And the fourth is the resurrection of the incorrigibly wicked, those who have refused to repent and have rejected God's way, will be consumed in the lake of fire, called the second death. So that's the four basic resurrections, and we'll go through each of them. First, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20, says, but now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep, which, as the margin says, just means die. So Christ is risen from the dead and has become the firstfruits of those who die. 1 Peter 1, verse 3.
So is it full screen or not?
Well, now I guess.
It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So he is our living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. And in Romans 1, 4, straight over there.
Thanks, Aaron.
Romans 1, verse 4, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. For Christ is declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead. The second is in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 22 to 23. For as Adam all die, even so Christ shall all in Christ shall all be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. So we'll be resurrected at Christ's return. And 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. This first resurrection includes all the saints that have lived and died from Adam's time until Christ's second coming, including all those still alive when he comes. Although technically they shall be changed rather than resurrected. In Revelation 20, and verse 6, just turn over there.
Whatever you did, just come back again. What you touch, but that's what it was.
Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power,
so I can hit the screen,
but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him a thousand years. So the second death has no power over us, and we shall be reigning with Christ as priests of God and of Christ for a thousand years. The third resurrection.
Take a while to get the
bug. Ezekiel 37.
I had. I put that in the email.
There.
That's what he's referring to.
Verses 1 to 14. This is the dry bones. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and sent me down in the midst of the valley and with both bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed, they were very dry.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, O Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I prophesied, there was a noise, suddenly rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and came into them. And they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up from your grave. I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land, and you shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, says the Lord. So all the house of Israel, who have never yet been called, shall be raised to physical life at a point in time. And that includes not only Israel, but all nations, as we see in Revelation 20, verses 11 and 12, the great white throne judgment. Then I saw a great red throne, and who sat on it was from whose face the whole the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. So, in all likelihood, people that are raised to physical life will have a life to live, probably no more than 100 years, with God's Holy Spirit. So they can most likely honor God and end up receiving that Holy Spirit and eternal life eventually. John 5:25-29 says, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. So that confirms the same thing. So when someone asks what happens when you die, let's look at Ecclesiastes 20. Find that. Just after the Proverbs, I think. Ecclesiastes 3, and verse 21 says, who knows the spirit of the sons of men, which goes upward the spirit of the beast which goes down there. So they ask that question. And then in chapter 12, and verse 7, it answers it. Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it. So all human beings that have not been resurrected, when they die, your spirit goes back to God. And that's an important point to explain to people. They don't know. Man's spirit goes back to God, and eventually they'll be resurrected for physical life, as we just explained. Now, my brother, that was one of the questions he asked before he died. And that was one good scripture to show, as well as the usual ones about the resurrection. And so he was satisfied with that answer. Revelation. Number 4 is in Revelation 20, verse 3, 13 to 15. Let's go there. This is the unrepentant. So at the end of, we just read 11 and 12, verses 13 to 15 of Revelation 20. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So those who have had a chance for salvation, but have adamantly rejected it, shall be resurrected to physical life and cast into the lake of fire, where they shall be consumed. The death they suffer is called the second death, which occurs only for those names not found in the book of life, those who have not obtained salvation. This final resurrection is essentially a mercy killing for those to whom the life, to whom eternal life in their state of rebellion would eventually mean extreme agony and misery. So those are the four resurrections. Now we can look at some of the other scriptures. Go back to John 5, 21 to 29. Whereas the Father raises the dead and gives them his life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. So this summarizes the Father's relationship with the Son. And then in verses 24 to 29, which we read just a minute ago, so I won't cover it all again. This is the judgment that is done. Maybe I will read it. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into the judgment, but has passed from death into life. What's that noise I hear?
The kids' video they're watching.
It's annoying. Verse 25. Most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, and the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice. So that clearly shows that God the Father has given Jesus Christ authority to make these decisions on life and death. In John 11, a few pages over, verses 23 to 25, it says, Jesus said to her, Her brother will rise again. Martha said, "Well, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, shall live again." So in verse 26, it says, "And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." That's the New King James. It might better be translated, "shall not die forever." Okay, that's an important point, because just to read it in a New King James, you wonder, what is he talking about? We won't just never die. Then we can look at 1 Corinthians 15. Verses 20 to 23. "But now Christ has risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep or died," as it says in the margin. "For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive." So Christ, the first fruits, afterwards those who are at his coming. And this verses 3 to 8, I'll read that now. "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen by Cephas, and then the 12, that was Peter, yes. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to the present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the apostles, then all of us. Then, last of all, he was seen by me also, as the one born out of time, that is by Paul." So Christ's death and resurrection were witnessed by the disciples and many others. Verses 24 to 26, "Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death." So the end, when Christ delivers the kingdom to God the Father, is what that's talking about. Amen. Then in verse 35, "Some will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body will they come?" So 42 to 44, see what the answer is. "This also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, raised in power. It is sown as a natural body, raised a spiritual body." There's a natural and then a spiritual body. So the resurrection of the dead ultimately is to a spiritual body. In verses 50 to 52, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet." We're changed at the last trumpet. And 1 Thessalonians 4, we'll just look at that for a minute. Verses 13 to 17. "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. So that term there, caught up, is in the Latin version, raptura, which means raptured. It's a term that we've heard a lot from different groups, that there's a secret rapture that you'll get. All it is the resurrection. Okay. So that's a good point to remember. Now, in summary, there's four resurrections. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we've gone over those scriptures that they are listed. The resurrection of the saints at Christ's return. And again, pertinent scriptures are listed. The resurrection to physical life, the uncalled. And the resurrection of the incorrigibly wicked to the lake of fire. Now we can answer anyone who asks what happens when you die with these explanations and resurrections.